This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a series of deals with his Vietnamese counterpart during a state visit in Hanoi on Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the details.
Putin received a welcoming ceremony at Hanoi's presidential palace as he arrived in Vietnam for a state visit. The Russian president was greeted by Vietnamese President Tô Lâm. In Hanoi, the Russian leader is scheduled to meet the Communist Party General Secretary, Vietnam's most powerful politician. The visit comes as Moscow is seeking to bolster ties in Asia to offset growing international isolation over its military actions in Ukraine. The trip has resulted in a sharp rebuke from the U.S. embassy in the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. and Chinese officials met on Thursday in Beijing for talks on counter-narcotics cooperation. Rahul Gupta, director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, called for cooperation in law enforcement actions and sharing information on public health investment during talks.
It is an unfortunate truth that no country in the world is untouched by drug trafficking use.
China's Minister of Public Security, Wang Shonghong, said the counter-narcotics cooperation between the U.S. and China had led to positive outcomes. Russians on Thursday reported some problems with processing payments at major banks after a distributed denial of service or DDoS attack on Russian banks. The Kommersant newspaper said Russians had reported problems using the websites of major banks, as well as the Telegram messaging app and major mobile phone networks. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chad's president, Mahamat Idriss Deby, visited the site of a deadly ammunition depot explosion in the capital on Wednesday. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Deby said the situation was under control, but lessons must be learned. He added that the state would take care of those wounded. The explosions lit up the night sky over the military base near the Central African nation's main international airport and sent spent shells flying into nearby homes. The blasts shattered windows and punched holes in walls and roofs in the military depot. The nearby Es Salaam Medical Center bore the brunt of the blast. Mohammed Hamid is the manager.
There was also damage to our equipment and machinery.
He added that the clinic had no reports of casualties among patients or staff due to prompt evacuation.
That was Olivia Chan with Reuters. Two people have died in wildfires in southern New Mexico that has triggered the evacuation of about 8,000 residents from the mountain resort community of Ruidoso. Reuters correspondent Laila Shaharasahi reports.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham told reporters it was one of the most destructive wildfires in the state's history.
We also believe to be the case, it's not confirmed, about 500 homes are in that mix, again making this one of the most devastating fires in New Mexico's history.
Governor Grisham on Wednesday requested a major disaster declaration from President Biden for the South Fork and Salt fires, which have burned over 23,000 acres to the north and south of Ruidoso. New Mexico is experiencing a prolonged drought, exacerbating the destructiveness and speed of wildfires.
That was Reuters correspondent Laila Shaharokoshasi. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi is marking World Refugee Day in Sudan and South Sudan, the situation of millions of people displaced by war. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Brischer reports.
Sudan's war has triggered one of the largest displacement crises on the planet, according to the United Nations. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, met some of the displaced this week in Kosti, in the southern part of Sudan.
They're fleeing horrible violence, very severe violations of human rights.
In South Sudan, the UN Refugee Agency is working to assist them. But humanitarian aid is only a short-term solution. Peace is what is needed, he said. Ukraine, Syria, and Afghanistan account for just over half of all forcibly displaced persons.
This tragic progression. We just continue.
Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
This is Christina Menenti, VOA News.